Hello.
Hello, hi. My name is Aaron. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I am not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your house will work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Okay. And now I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, proudly vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you proudly not vote?
No, I will vote.
Definitely or proudly?
Definitely.
Thank you. And just to make sure we have every age group, can I please have your age?
58.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Caucasian.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year presidential elections in November 2024 on the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use a number between 0 and 10. Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I just pick who I think is the best candidate. I'm not tied to anybody. It's whoever at the time is the best, you know?
But usually when you vote, do you vote Democratic or Republican or independent?
I voted for not Biden, Trump.
So you voted for Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Okay, so would you consider yourself a strong Republican or not a strong Republican?
I guess strong Republican.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? Very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. And which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional elections? I'm going to read you a list. Improving K-12 public school education, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, protecting our democracy and freedoms, immigration and border security, crime and violence, inflation and the economy, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, climate change and environmental issues, healthcare costs, gun regulation and reform. I just need two.
Inflation and economy and the schools.
Okay. Economy, and you said the schools. Okay, thank you. Now, in your opinion, are economy conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Thank you. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting a little worse, I think.
A little worse? Getting worse?
Yeah, getting worse.
Thank you. And how often will you say that you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Will you say very often, not often, or not at all?
For me, myself, not often, but I feel that that race card is full a lot.
Okay.
You know, people use that.
Okay. And how often will you say that you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Will you say very often, or not at all?
Not often.
Thank you. How concerned are you about rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned.
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 minutes that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 minutes that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know when we move on to the next one. The Republican Party, from 0 to 100.
How do I feel about them?
The Republican Party, how do you feel? Yeah, from 0 to 100. Well, 0 means that, you know, you feel very cold. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, or any number in between 0 to 100.
Well, let's just go with 50 on that one.
Thank you. And how about the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights? How do you feel about them?
I don't know anything about that, so I'll
say
zero.
Okay. No, if you don't know...
I'm not going to tell you a lie. I'm not political.
No problem. That's okay, because I have a number here that I can record for you. If you don't know, that's a 101. No problem.
Okay.
And how about Tim Scott?
What's the name?
Tim Scott.
I don't know that name.
Okay.
And I guess we're going with the zero, I guess.
No, I have one for that. It's 101. That means that you don't know.
Okay, 101 then.
Okay. Donald Trump.
Do I know him? Yes, I know him. 100.
Okay. 100. Thank you. What about Joe Biden?
I know him, but I don't like him. But we'll just say 20.
Thank you. And what about Cornel West?
I don't know that one either.
Okay. Thank you. And what about Black Lives Matter or BLM?
I know what it is, but I don't really have, I'll say nothing, zero, or
okay,
whatever
the,
it is, 01.
No, yeah, no opinion, no problem.
Yeah,
thank you.
That one.
Okay, the National Rifle Association, or the NRA?
I don't have any opinion about that either.
Thank you. Okay, now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, and Democrat Joe Biden, will you vote for Donald Trump, Cornel West, or Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. How worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, not worried at all.
Not worried at all.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. The first one is racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of black Americans. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Thank you. Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem to a society. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. America's diversity makes it stronger. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Thank you. The government should do more to lessen income inequality in society. Do you agree or disagree?
The government should do what?
They should do more to lessen income inequality in society. Do you agree or disagree?
I disagree with that.
And somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. moving right along. In general, I appreciate you taking the time. I really appreciate it because it means a lot for the success of this project. And in general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of Black and minority students on colleges, campuses, and in employment? Do you support or oppose affirmative
support.
Action? Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about our country. Please tell me with which do you agree with more. It's two statements. Statement A. Some people say American strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinates rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. That's statement A. Statement B says, other people say American strength is diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put truth to the ideal that we, the people, can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to make it stronger, our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all citizens, so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. Which statement do you feel that is stronger for you?
B.
Yeah, you agree with more. B, thank you.
B,
and,
yeah.
And that will be much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Much more? Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you are strongly agree this is being undermined or under threat. A 5 means that you somewhat agree, and a 0 means that you do not think it's being threatened or undermined at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is immigration to this country. From 0 to 10, do you agree that it's being threatened or undermined, or do you do not agree that it's being threatened or undermined at all?
Probably like a 4.
Thank you. And the right to bear arms.
Probably an 8.
Thank you. Freedom to protest the police or government.
Freedom
to have a protest.
5.
Okay, thank you. Police that treat everyone the same.
10.
Thank you. A commitment to Christian ideals.
7.
Thank you. Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting.
That's important. 10.
Thank you. Equal economic opportunities for all.
10.
Thank you. And now I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with that statement, a 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and a 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Use the first one. America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedoms are under attack, so our vote matters today more than ever. If we don't fight back now, we risk losing everything we have gained. Do you agree or disagree? Sure, then.
I'd say 7.
Thank you. Over the last few years, a stack an extremely conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court has rolled back fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the court majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected student debt relief, and opened the door to businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives, and we need a Supreme Court that works for all of us, not just the wealthy and powerful. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree. Like
strongly?
A seven.
Seven, thank you.
Strongly, yeah, seven.
Ten or seven?
No,
ten
seven.
Is it? Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please raise your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0. Thank
you. Still a 10.
Okay, still a 10. You haven't changed your mind. Okay.
No, I haven't changed
okay.
my mind. I will vote.
I really
do try to make sure that I'm off those days so I can vote.
Okay, awesome. Now, switching gears, we're almost done. We are 92%, only a few more questions. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What was the last grade that you completed in school?
I went to college. I have
a
degree.
Do you have a BA or a postgraduate, like a master's or an MBA?
I have an associate's degree.
Okay. Thank you. Are you married? I'm married. Living with a partner, single,
married,
separated.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm married. Yeah.
Thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Oh, I never know how to answer this question. I don't know.
Okay, I have an answer for that too. I have it right here.
You got a don't know answer? Okay, because I don't know.
Okay, I already put it down. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever or never?
Never.
Thank you.
I'm going to jail, I know.
How would you describe, I haven't been in church in so long, I even forgot what it looks like. How would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
Do I work for the LGBT, what?
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ?
No.
Thank you. You've been great. We are done with the service. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your night. Take care.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Thank you.